Sorrow as a woman. Sorrow is a strange visitor. Where does she come from, anyway? Out of nowhere. Out of your future. Out of ancient lands you didn't know she walked. She comes into the room where you are sitting at your work and says nothing. Her legs are bare. Her feet are dusty. She wears an old cotton dress the color of dark poppies. Black, haunted eyes stare out at you from beneath hair ragged as burnt pine. Sorrow stands too close beside you, and the scent of her loss is sharp in the air, your mouth. It brings tears to your eyes, thickens your throat, so speech is impossible. Sorrow compels you to fall to your knees in front of her and pray for grace. How will you house her? What bed can she sleep in? What exotic foods will she demand? How will you entertain this difficult guest? And when, oh when, will she leave? You don't even know what to call her, so you make up names. My sorrow, you say. Dearest sadness. Sweet grief. And in time, sorrow opens to you, tells you stories of her travels, what led her to your doorstep. They aren't pretty tales. You expect that, given the roughness of her hands, the way her bones show so clearly beneath cheeks, shoulders, hips. But you are surprised to see a smile hover around her dry lips one day. Oh, there was a place, she begins. Beautiful, magic woods. She stops, touches your wrist. You remember the young forest rising up, thick and green, the small creek flowing by in its clear, cold bed, the way sunlight illuminated veins of wide maple leaves. A strong force sheltered the spirits of lovers under these trees. A holy ground was created. But the lovers have moved on, their spirits have moved on, and the creek, the trees, the verdant lands are destroyed. You jerk away from sorrow's clasp, angry that she knows this. Then you see her face, smooth, quiet, eyes closed. Deep in her tired body lie the fragments of joy. Sorrow has nourished them in her rich memory. Now you know what to do, how to pray to sorrow. Bathe her in water whose source is pure. Stroke scented oils into her parched skin. Comb out her hair with your fingers. Take her to your bed and taste the bittersweet loss of her mouth. She will be your most intimate lover. She will never leave you. From her womb, she will birth heartbreaking beauty. Whisper to her, my lost one. Then she will call you by your secret name.